top of the morning again, or whatever time it is for you. Moving on to part two of the wrestling lessons I've learned. I was All-State Greco-Roman freestyle wrestler, in All County, right? That's my story. I enjoy, you know, wrestling is just, as I talked before, it's just one of the pastimes that I really enjoy. Let's get into the last two lessons I've learned. As we said, the number on the scale does not indicate your self-worth. So, like I said before, in wrestling, wrestling's one of those things where how much you weigh, you just think about it. Your scale weight, you think about it so much. Like I remember being in social studies class, and or at Mr. Power's social studies class in Freeport High School, man. U.S. history and government, second floor, right? And it was like third or fourth period, and I could not remember. We were talking about government and, you know, the branches of government and so on and so forth. I could not remember shit. Because all I was thinking about, all my friends were eating like the tater tots with the chicken sandwiches, and they were drinking like the Tropicana fruit punch, good Gatorade. Everything just looked so lovely. I'm over here, I can barely pay attention because I'm so exhausted. And once again, this is not like I'm not throwing my coach under the bus or nothing like that or anything. I'm just saying that this is the reality of like wrestling. Food just overtakes you. You're obsessed with constantly thinking about what food is going to put you up a pound or two or one and a half, because then you have to run it off, or, you know. So I'm like, I come from the age of like athletes, like you had to run off the food you ate, essentially. And sometimes it's a lot of freaking running, but the scale weight doesn't identify, you know. As I can say, as an adult, it doesn't freaking matter, you know. As long as you're in a good, you go to the doctor, your blood work is good, you're not pre-diabetic or diabetic, you know, type 2, of course, you know, your blood levels are, you know, your sugar levels, cholesterol, all that stuff is fine. Then your body weight at this point just becomes your scale weight, I should say, becomes a preference. Like if your doctor says, hey, listen, man, you're about 30 pounds overweight, you know, you got bad knees, back hurt, you know, or, you know, you're something, whatever the case is, you're just not happy the way you look, then yeah, you can drop some pounds. But the problem happens is when you start to obsess over what you're eating. It just takes over. Like you're out to dinner, out to lunch, and you're thinking about, like, you know, what am I gonna eat here? You know, yada yada yada. That's, you know, that's tough. It takes it diminishes your quality of life. It makes you feel like you want to sit in the house all day and, like, sit in the house and not eat out with people. Just sit there and, you know, eat your chicken and rice or broccoli and chicken, which just sounds awful, and egg whites all day and all that. All right, have a little fun. So scale weight doesn't, it's your preference. Just know that in order to be an ideal scale weight, goal weight, right? So I'm going to give you some exquisite coaching tips that I not only, that I've learned over the years, you know, especially through wrestling, right? There's strategy, there's foods that kind of like bind with you, work with you better than other foods. So it's very hard for you to say, you know, give me this plan, you know, give me a plan that's going to guarantee me 10 pounds. You know, that's not how it works. You have to experiment foods that work for you. They may take a few weeks, and you have to record it, document it. Like, bread doesn't always work for people. You know, red meat doesn't always work for people. Yada, yada, yada. It makes them feel bloated. It makes them feel, I don't know. Dairy may not work for people, it may work for the next person. So it's better to get an idea of how to eat healthy, get the principles of healthy eating, you know, protein, you know, carbs, you know, the fats, the hydration. Figure out these things, put it together. And once again, this is something we do in our coaching program for people. So you don't have to, you know, we take care of all the fitness stuff for you, so you can have results and just worry about the other parts of your busy life. And then you have to run an experiment, essentially, you know, seven days, 14 days, and record it. And then when something works, stick with it. Stick with it. So when you're trying to lose a scale weight, what you have to do is you have to be consistently hitting the right foods 6 to 6.5 days out of 7. And that's just what it is. You know, you a lot of people are losing on the weekends, and that's why you're not your scale weight. And that's no, I'm not, you know, that's no, you know, not taking a jab at anybody, but that's just the reality of it. A lot of people just can't. It's too much stress. They don't have the willpower, and they're good all weekend. The next, you know, they're scarfing down a 3-day buffet of all you can eat and all you can drink, and then jumping on the scale Monday and crying. I saw it every day when I was a head coach at FitBody. But the scale weight should not make you cry. Scale weight is nothing more than just data. It's information, you know. So just it fluctuates daily. It's a numerous of reasons. Okay, numerous. So just think about that. Next, moving along to recovery. Oh, man, wrestling, man. I learned in wrestling, man, recovery is vital. It's not, wrestling's a very high-paced sport. So the recovery, you're not going to be able to recover, like, I guess as much, as efficient as you like. You know, it's, like I said, it's, to give you an idea of what wrestling is like, and that's another thing, like, you can get jacked off, like, a wrestling workout. It was a lot of body weight movement. Nobody lifted weights during a wrestling season that I can remember. Like we lifted weights, like, a little bit, but most of wrestling is push-ups, pull-ups, partner drills, you know, a lot of footwork, agility, speed and agility, a lot of core work, a lot of jump roping, a lot of getting yelled at, which I think is good for America. I think America needs to be yelled at a little bit from a coach. But at the end of the day, it's a very good team sport, team building, and it just keeps you in check. You know, it makes life hard because sometimes life is just too easy, and that's when shit gets out of hand. But recovery, you know, sleeping more. This is as you get older. When you're 15, 16, you don't care about none of this, right? So 16, 16, 17, 18. When you get in your 30s, you know, sleeping is pretty important. You know, water is pretty important. Vitamins are very, very important. Vegetables are very important. Because now we're undoing all the crazy shit we did when we were teenagers. And shit comes crashing down very quick. You know, if you don't, you know, if you're not in shape, you know, and you miss this recovery piece, you won't be able to work out as hard. You know, you're going to be hurt a lot. You're going to feel terrible. You're going to feel like a walking zombie, which I'm talking, these are all phases I've experienced. And maybe I'll talk about that in another podcast, you know, but if it takes a long time to get in shape and then even longer to maintain it, let's have a better mindset of long-term fitness, long-term solutions, and how can I find a routine to create results while life is busy. You know, if you're expecting a kid, that's even crazier. If you start a new job, makes you crazier, a new business, it's even crazier. You got to prioritize your health and fitness. Like, I've been in all positions that I just mentioned as well. Getting married is a whole nother life-changing event, as they say, you know. So prioritize, recover, train, you know. Find something that works based off your goals. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I want to wrap it up with that. If you have any questions, as you know, maybe we'll talk a little smack at the end of the podcast. You know, the Giants and Jets are playing August at the end of the, what is it, August, like 26th, I think, 25th. So, as you know, the Giants are going to win by 40. The Jets are going to be losing as usual. but anyway, if you like this podcast, make sure, consider subscribing, commenting. If you leave a review, you're automatically entered into a raffle, you can say, to win a free month of programming for me, where I take care of everything for you. No strings attached. So consider that. Follow us on all social medias, Hassani, everything. Thank you very much. Have a great day.